Vic ain't happy. Coach Vic's upset.
I know Coach Tausch ain't. Kind of grouchery today.
I'm not even remotely grouchy. I'm saying Coach Vic ain't happy with this whole time management scenario that you're in.
So Coach Vic really inspired you to this degree that now you care about this sort of thing?
At least for today. I'm not saying I'm going to be Johnny Clock guy moving forward, because I get on a little run. I like to go.
You do.
But yeah, today I was really hoping we'd be on it. You know, keep the podcast downloads. I want to get the podcast downloads 12:30 every day. I want them loaded. We get people saying, why can't I listen to Wilde and Tausch at 12:30? And I said, I don't know. Go ask Coach Vic. If he has any motivation, we can get Jesse and the team here. Get the podcast download. Get us at where it's 42 minutes each period.
Uploaded, yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
Heard it both ways.
Well, I assume that Coach Vic would also Truman up and say, well, I'm the star of this show. I'll make sure that those podcasts, if I have to do it myself, I'll also post a poll question on Twitter at some point.
I do want that poll to be up, because Jason, 8-4 with Devontae. And Jesse is on board with you. That doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah, he hedged to 7-5, but still a 3-game differential instead of 4-8.
How would you like to ask that poll, Tausch? Just out of curiosity.
Coach? Yeah, Coach.
Hey, Coach Vic, what do you want to say?
Jason Wilde said this morning on Wilde and Tausch that with Devontae Adams on this exact roster, this would be an 8-4 football team. Yeah, and just say, Jason's crazy, or I get it. I'm on Team Wilde.
All right.
That's how I like it.
Jason, how do we feel about that that draft?
I'll pull it from my Twitter.
But you're going to hedge the heck out of it then.
No. Nope.
This has got to be blunt.
No, I'm going to say I said the Packers would be 8-4. I may add some more context
of
than you did.
You
Coach. We'll get that posted. So, let's put Coach Tausch on the spot. What do you think the Packers' record would be if Devontae Adams was still on the roster?
At best, 6-6.
At best?
Yeah. At best.
Which two are you getting back?
I'm not going to look at it that way. That's.
Well, what do you mean you're not going to look at it that way? That's part of the equation.
No, I look at this as a holistic team, and I see a unconnected individual.
Right, but did you see them being unconnected when they were 3-1? Other than the defensive bitterness at Joe Barry.
I noticed, obviously, listening to Jair talking, that was alarming to me. And if you go back on Wisconsin On Demand, and if Jesse got around to loading the podcast that day.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I did feel that way. I feel like at 3-0? Listen, I think anytime Aaron Rodgers is my quarterback, I think we're going to win. All right? I think we're going to win. And I don't care if it's Devontae or not. Devontae is a great player. How many points did they score against the San Francisco 49ers with Devontae at wide receiver last year? No, how many? How many playoff world championships have we won with Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers together?
We're not talking about world championships
or
playoff games. We're talking about games against crummy teams.
Well, they're not that. We're crummy. We're a crummy team this year. So I just don't think Devontae, while he is an obvious difference maker, he went out to a team in Oakland or in Las Vegas that was better than what everybody thought, and they're worse with him.
Wait, they're better than what everybody thought, but they're worse with him?
That team was better. When Devontae went out there, everybody's like, oh, it's going to be them in Kansas City and L.A. It's all that division. Jesse kept saying, oh, that division is stacked, the best division in the history of the league. They got so much talent out there. And they do have a lot of talent. Devontae had more talent with Waller and with Renfro and with Jacobs. They got a ton of talent.
Wait a minute.
They do.
So Waller has been hurt and not very good most of the season.
Okay. Alan Lazard hasn't been very good for
sure.
The Green Bay Packers.
No, I agree. And Robert Tonyan hasn't been significantly better than Darren Waller injured. Josh Jacobs has come on lately, but you're telling me that their running backs are better?
Don't you want to sing that jingle? Josh Jacobs, Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Give me the ball some more.
So to just put this on Devontae and say, Devontae, go win us 4 more games. I think that's just being...
No, that's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm doing.
Just wait, quick question.
Yeah.
If you go from 4-8 to 8-4, that's four more games.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers is significantly better than he has been if he has Davante Adams.
With a busted thumb?
Yes, with a busted thumb.
Yeah, we disagree, and that's okay. I don't, see, you get all upset when I... When
I'm not... No. I'm not upset.
Well,
I want you to...
You're coming at me.
First
no,
of all,
my rationale is...
Come at
here.
Me, bro.
Here's the deal.
Don't diagnose
you,
me, bro.
I think your point on winning, breeding, winning is a good point.
Thanks.
There is a lot to a locker room that wins and finds ways to win. This team, unfortunately, and I quoted Lombardi earlier in the year, this is a team that losing has crept into their mindset. They have not figured out ways to win. They found ways to lose games they should win. Does Davante move that needle? Yes. Does he move it four games? No, he doesn't.
Again, you lose to the Giants in London, 27-22.
You cannot look at it that way.
The London trip, the mentality from Matt LaFleur that he set a tone for was terrible.
That's why he's number one on my power rankings.
You get run out of your own gym by the Jets, 27-10, and you can't do anything right offensively.
Davante ain't doing anything in that game, by the way.
You lose to the Washington Commanders, 23-21.
Yep.
Before they, that was kind of the start of them resurging. You lose in Buffalo when you ran the ball all game long because you didn't think you could throw against
Davante
them.
Davante wasn't helping in that one.
You lose to the Detroit Lions. You're not going by game, but
well,
I'm making you do it anyway, which
what
is
do you
great.
Want me to do?
So I'm
you want me to just
yes.
sit here and radio silent? I can do that too. But you're forcing
you're not
me grouchy to go down
at all.
This
you're
road.
Right. Yeah. The Detroit Lions beat you 15-9.
They beat the Lions. Can we all agree, Tausch?
I'm not agreeing on that.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, this has been fun. We'll move on.
Well, what? I can't have an opinion? Then they're not beating the Lions with that. No.
So you don't think they're
Aaron
beating
Rodgers?
Anybody?
How many turnovers did Aaron Rodgers have? He's not going to have
They're not beating anybody with Davante Adams,
no.
then, that they haven't beaten already.
I said they get the six. They get the six.
I'm closing the window on this conversation. It's not leaky.
What is
it's
this?
Not drafty.
Hey, which way is that poll going, though? Do you think people are in your and Jesse's camp? I'm intrigued because we all can agree that in our power rankings, Davante being gone is a part of it this season.
Except for you left it off your list initially.
But I added it. I added it by subtracting something else.
Injuries.
All right, while you put that poll in the field, I'm going to tell y'all, don't lose MVP players. Don't lose the Davante Adams in this world. Work with MVPs and work with the team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to window replacement, you absolutely cannot beat the MVP level at which Pella performs. And not only is the Pella experience always first class, featuring extremely talented installers, but you can have it all, and you can have it all right now. With no money down, no payments, and no interest for up to 2 years, you got a day and a half. Tomorrow's it. Certain exclusions and restrictions do apply, but see showroom for details. For no money down, no payments, and no interest for 2 years, you have till tomorrow. Visit PellaWI.com to learn more.
Text from my buddy John.
Wesley?
My middle name
John
is...
Wesley?
No, not John Wesley. John Benson. My middle name is Jacob. How do you think that went when I was in grade school? John Jacob.
I bet he got a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Davante Adams, we'll put the poll in the field. Davante Adams would not be working as the Packers' defensive coordinator.
I'm already nervous about how you're going to write this. I can't wait to see. I'm like literally more juiced up about that than this game this weekend. That's where I'm at.
Matt LaFleur making it very clear what changes will not be happening on his defense. We'll talk about that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
Before we talk about Joe Barry, I want to get the okay to push tweet on this poll question. A rarity on Wildy and Tausch. Me with a hot take, flame emoji. I believe the Packers would be 8-4 instead of 4-8 if Davante Adams was still on the roster. And Mark Tauscher says I'm crazy. Today's poll question, what do you think this same Packers team's record is with number 17? 8-4 or better? 7-5 or 6-6 at best? Still sub 500. Do you feel like that accurately gives you an opportunity to be taking a victory lap?
It's fine, but I would like for it just be, listen, do you agree with Wildy or not?
No, I'm not doing that.
All right, do it your way.
We'll see. We'll see. If people say 8-4 or better, then they agree with me.
Yeah, but you're giving the hedge out. You're giving a hedge out. I really want to know, do people really think Devontae, it's all on Devontae for leaving? That's what I want to know.
Well, wait. Is it his fault?
Well, no, it's not fault. He did what he needed to do. But I'm saying it's on him. And really, by saying that, it's on Russ Ball for not paying up.
Jesse? Should I push tweet or not?
I think it's worded very well, Jason. I think you can hit tweet, and I think we'll be very interested to see what the results
are. I do want to see the results. I always love getting good results, so I'm on board.
All right.
Jesse is such a Wildy
stan
today.
I think Tausch is fresh off of vacation. Yesterday, you know, big day yesterday. I think today he came ready for a debate, and I think I could hand him a plate full of fresh-baked cookies, and I think we'd go debate about it somehow. So.
I do love a good debate. That's fair.
Well, there has been debate about the veracity of the Packers' current defensive coordinator. I think there are many of us that think that the time for change has come. You know who doesn't agree with us? Matt LaFleur. I say this cautiously, Jesse. Here's Matt LaFleur.
You got me nervous, and I even know it's right.
Talking about changes on defense or not.
If I thought there was an issue there, then I would certainly, we'd make the change. But we work as a staff, and collectively, we're all in this sucker together. And, you know, it's never just one person. It's never one person. It starts with myself, and then it goes to our assistant coaches and then our players. And we're all in this together. And it's not just one person. If I felt confident it was one person, then I would pinpoint it and let you guys know that. But it's collectively. It starts with myself. I've got to be better for everybody here.
Tausch? It's never one person unless it's Davante Adams, then it's definitely one person.
No, Joe Barry needs to go. I think we all see that. And the 363 should have been I would have been fine. And I think it sounds like he's going to stay the rest of the season. But we all know that he's not going to be the defensive coordinator next year. And I would think in this case, if you still have playoff aspirations, which it sounds like people do, you need to shake things up a little bit. This would be a good shakeup, and your guy's on staff. You like this guy, right? You want to give him a chance. He plays a little more man. He's going to be more defensive coordinator. Jerry Gray? So go ahead and do it. Give him an opportunity, because what you're doing isn't working. And I'm not willy-nilly like, it's one bad game. This defense was supposed to be top-notch.
That's what I heard.
It's not. And is it all Joe Barry's fault? I agree with Matt there. It's not all Joe Barry's fault. It's not Joe Barry's fault that Jaire Alexander hasn't played like a $24 million a year corner, or that Devondre Campbell hasn't played like a top-tier middle linebacker, or that Rasul Douglas isn't making the same splash plays that he did, or that Darnell Savage hasn't played very well, or that Stokey has not taken that big jump. But part of that is coaching. His fault, Rashawn Gary. There's a lot of reasons this defense has struggled. I just named you a litany of them. But Joe Barry is the guy. And Matt LaFleur hired him. That's another reason I put Matt LaFleur higher than Joe Barry on my list. It's Matt LaFleur's hire. Homer and you guys all gave worst resume of all time to be hired as a defensive coordinator. And I thought last year the defense was as good, if not the way they played in a playoff game, was dynamite. Until it wasn't. But it was. And don't shake your head. That game, they shut down.
We spent the whole week talking about how huge of an advantage they had at quarterback. No one thought Jimmy G was any good. They didn't score a touchdown offensively, but that's they did what they were supposed to do against that offense.
The Rams didn't shut them down like that. The Green Bay Packers shut them down, and Joe Barry is at the helm in a playoff game, which counts for 6X on games. Playoff games,
except when the game was on the line.
Well, you put Jair and Za'Darius out there when they didn't play and practice all year. So don't get whatever. The bottom line is I'm saying that Joe Barry, it's time. And if you want to salvage this season, you make a move. You obviously are not going to put it on him, and I respect the loyalty aspect of it. It's tough to come by in coaching. But he's going to be gone after the season. There is going to be a full redo of what's going on the defensive side of the ball. And I think they need to look seriously at the offensive side of the ball. There needs to be a total relook at, just like Wisconsin did a reboot. What happened this year in Green Bay is it's unbelievable that we've gotten to this point. I don't think anybody, and I don't care who it is, nobody saw this coming. You knew that the offense would come out of the gate slow. If you told me your second-round pick that you said was brittle and frail, or whatever words
not
you
what
used.
What I said.
What did you use?
Wiry.
I don't want to misquote you.
Wiry.
Brittle and frail.
Wiry.
You told me, you did not give a glowing report. If you would have told me that we would have gotten this much production from our rookie wideouts and we'd be sitting here 4-8, I'd tell you you're nuts. But here we are. And you're not nuts. Nothing.
Well, but I'm nuts for saying they'd be 8-4. Early returns.
No, you're a Devontae Stan. I get it. You're friends with him. I get it.
Here's the problem you have. You've lost the Packer ranter.
That is tough.
If they had Devontae, the Packer ranter tweets.
Boy.
They are beating the Giants.
If I lose the Packer ranter, what am I doing?
And Rodgers isn't throwing at the end, which means no broken thumb, causing a couple of other losses.
Sure.
Devontae's ripple effect might be more than four games.
I think 11-1, 12-0. Yep, that's about where I had him too.
Devontae Adams is a signature brand. He is the Kohler Services of wide receivers. You wouldn't be dumb enough to go somewhere other than Kohler Services if you were dumb enough to trade away Devontae Adams.
Great Wisconsin brand. And yes, we should have kept Devontae. But I've never wavered from that. I'm not going to waver when it comes to Kohler Services. Your one-stop shop for all of your bath and shower remodel needs. Get design advice and installation exclusively from the experts at Kohler. And it is all backed by the Kohler Guarantee of Care for Life. And now through November 30th, which again is tomorrow, you got about a day and a half, take $1,000 off your Luxtone shower purchase and take advantage of the low monthly payments through Kohler Services. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com today to request that free quote. That's KohlerServicesWI.com.
Whoa, Nelly. Is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Got no plans to make it stop. Last time
The Davante Adams stands are starting to chime in. The numbers are moving even more. Oh, we got Raiders fans chiming in. I like it. It might change how you would have picked some of the games that the Packers have lost if you're playing cover five. Definitely would have changed how you picked some games that the Raiders have played in. And you might have been right instead of wrong.
I'll tell you one thing. My team fantasy, I would have taken the Packers if Devontae was still here.
There
and
you go.
The Packers went way too high the way it turned out. It was Aaron Jones. That's about it. And nobody else putting up. Although C-Watt's been putting up some numbers for whoever.
C-Watt, huh?
He's been better than we thought, huh? I think the Vikings are ruined the day they let old boy come into our building.
Not quite yet.
No, I think they are.
But let's see how he plays against them.
Nobody can run with him. Who runs with him?
It's fair. We'll see.
The answer is nobody.
We'll see.
Like nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody runs with the Watt.
The C-Watt. Deuces B to the C-Watt. Make sure you play cover five. You pick five games against the spread. You accumulate points when you get them right. You lose points when you get them wrong. WI22, it's free to sign up, free to play. WI22 is the promo code to use at cover5.com and the Cover 5 app. Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. She said, mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
So one element of Power Rankings Tuesday that we never actually got to was this week's ESPN NFL Power Rankings. Tausch, the Packers are ranked the exact same as they were last week, but you weren't here last week. Where do you think in the National Football League rankings the Green Bay Packers
24th.
Check in?
24th.
24th. They are better than 24th. Would you like to know who is 24th?
No.
Okay. It's the Browns. The Green Bay Packers are 19th in the National Football League. One behind the Atlanta Falcons, one ahead of the Las Vegas Raiders.
But just think if we had Devontae, where would we be? Oh, baby. We'd be like 14. Gordon and Wildy, we'd be one. Packer Ranters got us two.
But as you know, ESPN's NFL Nation doesn't just provide the rankings. They also provide a little ditty with each article each week with the rankings. This week, every reporter was asked to provide a realistic expectation for the team they cover for the rest of this season. Before I tell you Rob Domofsky's expectation, Tausch, what's your realistic expectation for the Green Bay Packers for the remainder of this regular season?
Finish with a winning record.
Jason?
Are they going to get a couple of ties?
With Devontae Adams.
Find out more about Jordan Love.
Rob Domofsky's expectation. Getting a closer look at what they have in Jordan Love.
So I'm confused here. I've completely shown you I have no interest in this part of the power rankings. I told you I didn't. Did I not say Woe Nelly? Is that why we didn't just bounce? Or is I'm fine being vetoed. I have no problem getting vetoed. But
doesn't sound like you are.
Well, I just want to make sure I understand, because people always ask me, what is the game actually with Woe Nelly? Like, what is it, a game? Is it just? And I said, that's not really a game. Is it a game? Is it not a game?
You know the rules.
Do I?
It's Brett Favre as Keith Jackson reminds us of the rules every time
right.
We start
well,
the segment.
I guess here it's on me. I feigned too much interest by telling you a number. I should have just said Woe Nelly from the get-go. But yes, Rob's point on Jordan Love, but Jordan Love ain't going to play. We don't even know if he's going to play. So I don't know what other things we can get a hold of. If the defense plays dynamite the next 5 weeks, is Joe Barry going to stay? Is Jordan Love going to play?
I do not like them, Sam. I am.
Who has tooth decay? We're in a.
What would their record be if they still had Tay?
You could have said Devontae and even been better. So there is, I guess I just don't know. The intrigue is Rodgers going to retire? Or is he going to keep playing? That's it. Everything else is already, the cake is baked. The frosting is getting made. We just don't
and
know.
And Devontae got paid.
Whoa, Nelly!
Okay.
This Whoa, segment's been Nelly. Waylaid.
As Tausch has alluded to, the big soccer fan that he is, Team USA plays against Iran at 1 p.m. this afternoon. If they win, they advance to the round of 16 at the FIFA World Cup. Jason, on a scale of 1 to 10, how interested are you in the U.S. men's national team playing this afternoon? Because I have a feeling I know what Tausch's answer will be, and it will end this topic.
Yeah, so I am not a fake soccer fan. Tausch doesn't like fake soccer fans. I am not a fake soccer fan. I did not know that that game was being played today. I did not know what time it was being played at. Now that I know what time it's on, I will probably have it on. I need to get a workout in on the good old elliptical Stairmaster thingamajig. So I will probably have it on instead of Law & Order Criminal Intent reruns. But is my life going to be different if they make the round of 16 versus if they don't? No, I am not that into the World Cup in Qatar. But now that I know what time the game's on, I'll probably have it on. Does that sound like a fair description of my position on this?
Gerriard is on your team. Yeah, Gerriard's always
a tough
on
break
my team.
You have found yourself obsessed.
Come on, Gerriard.
We miss
man.
You.
Oh.
Tausch is so anti-soccer, he just stopped listening to the segment.
I didn't listen to one word you said. I don't care. So I'm not going to fake it. If they make the Sweet 16, is that what they call it?
The round of 16.
If they get down to the Great 8 and Final 4, I will be Johnny USA.
The Great 8.
Whatever, yeah. But until then.
It would be, they're the third youngest team in the World Cup. It would be significant if they advanced to the round of 16. They would exceed expectations.
Whoa, Nelly!
Jesse, give us your 30-second scouting better. Report on Iran.
Oh, I'm a fake soccer fan. I have no idea what's going on in the World Cup. I've barely watched. The games are either too early or there's other stuff going on during them. Thanksgiving weekend.
Always working.
One of the appeals of the World Cup is that it's in the summer, and so you get to go out to bars and sit outside
now,
at like
why is
noon.
It, why is it right now?
Because it's 400 degrees in Qatar in the summertime, but they gave it to Qatar anyway. That's why.
That's corrupt.
That's why also
yes.
It's always dark. It's nighttime when they're playing all the games because they've avoided trying to play during the heat of the day because it's also hot during the day.
Whoa,
yeah,
Nelly!
Yep.
Yeah, we know.
Your position is very clear.
Today is, in addition to the National Day of Giving,
still dumbfounded why everybody wants everybody to be a soccer fan. It's still dumbfounding. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Just doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. Shove it down our throat. Tell us how important it's going to become the number one sport in the country. Yeah. How's that metric system working? Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
You are a peach.
You can't
kilograms, meters, yep, all that stuff. You got to learn it. It's coming here. And it's soccer. It's going to be all soccer. Here we are, still going feet. Tell me something I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong. Jason, did we not say it when we were kids? Y'all better learn the metric system. It's going to take over. We spent all this time on kilograms and meters and centimeters. Where are we at with that?
Here's where we're at with it. Kids are still being forced to do that. Sydney has that in her math homework in the past couple of years. Maddie had it before that. It's unbelievable. We're never converting, ever.
Agree. So let's stop the...
But it's good for working on moving the decimal point, though. It's a good skill to have, decimal point moving.
I like the Dewey Decimal System. I think that's done nice things for the library codes.
You ever think
it's been good?
You ever find it ironic that the U.S. won't give up feet for measurement, but we won't embrace feet for the sport that's most popular?
Rex Ryan has.
Yeah. What do you think?
Snap.
What do you think Rex Ryan's dream weekend would be?
Whoa,
I don't even
want to
think about it. But I know what a Packers fan's dream weekend would be, and it would include Davante Adams still on the roster.
You're 12-0 Packers. That would be the dream weekend. Incredible tickets, exclusive tailgates. This stuff's actually going to happen. All expenses paid travel and accommodations for you and five of your best buddies. Well, American Family Insurance dream weekend sweepstakes. It is all that and a bag of chips. Head over to AmFam.com/Packers to enter for your chance to win this once-in-a-lifetime Packers fan experience. No purchase necessary. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
20 minutes, 500 votes. Where do you stand on this Davante Adams question? Do you stand with Tausch, or are you a stan for Tay like I am? We'll tell you what the results are thus far. To wrap things up next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Geriad, all aboard the Wilde train.
Yeah, if I lose the Ranter and Geriad, I got to start really reevaluating where I'm at. And it sounds like I've lost both.
Well, kick up your feet, crack open a Coors Light, and enjoy the agony of defeat.
Of defeat?
Oh,
Coors Light, it always helps. Even if I lose Geriad, I lose the Ranter, I lose a pull to Wilde, Coors Light will help out. Coors Light, brewed to the three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill. It's born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978. Coors Light, it is refreshing. It is crisp. It is only 102 calories. So why is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill? Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
So here is where the voting stands as we come to a close on the program. Again, if you haven't voted, here is the poll question in its entirety. A rarity on Wilde and Tausch, me with a hot take. I believe the Packers would be 8-4 instead of 4-8 if Davante Adams was still on the roster. And Tausch says I'm crazy. Today's poll question, what do you think the same Packers team's record is with number 17? Your options 8-4 or better, 7-5 or 6-6 at best, or still sub 500. Current voting. 43.6% of you, 7-5 or 6-6. 41% of you, 41% of you, 8-4 or better.
Wow.
15.4% of you still sub 500.
Well, Devontae,
lonely being a warrior sometimes.
Davante is like St. John the Baptist. He's like Lazarus then. He is going to rekindle and just solve all the problems of the world with just being there.
Been a while since we got a John the Baptist reference, so that's always good.
Well, if everybody thinks Davante is just going to solve all the problems of a football team that is super flawed. Okay.
So a football team that without him you said was going to win the Super Bowl.
I said I was wrong. The defense has not been as good as I was told and as I was anticipating with all the talent and what we saw at the end of last season. The defense has regressed to a point where I don't think anybody thought it was going to be. And offensively, Aaron Rodgers and that offense. So, yeah, I was wrong, Jason. I can admit I'm wrong. I'm not going to sit here and parse where all I should have done that. No. This is an unconnected, disconnected group of men, and it is now, it's just not a fun team.
Do you think they're as disconnected because losing breeds disconnectedness?
With a group that can't handle that. This team has not been able to handle adversity. And luckily, we haven't had to deal with it in the Matt LaFleur era until now, regular season-wise.
In the Davante Adams era, either.
Well, maybe they'll go 9-8 and end up going to a playoff game and winning a couple, unlike we saw in the Davante Adams era, too. Okay?
They won a couple of playoff games in the Davante Adams era.
I don't think they ever won two in one playoff, did they? They ever win two in a row?
No. Well, I don't know. Do you give credit for a bye? Because that's one fewer game you have to win. Bottom line.
Jason, is this an enjoyable team to cover?
That sounds like something we can explore tomorrow. Thanks to the Badgers Outsider. Luke Fickell coming on tomorrow? Is he scheduled to appear yet?
We're efforting.
I appreciate the effort. I appreciate the grind. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Thanks to the Badger Outsider for joining us. Enjoy your Tuesday. Take care. Be good.